Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
We are back from indefinite hiatus to headline this edition of the UK Tech Weekly Podcast. Sorry we've been away for so long, but we're back. Controversially, our 40-minute set this week will include exclusively new material, but from band members you'll recognise from days gone by. On lead guitarist, Don Preston, staff writer at Tech Advisor and Macworld.
Hi.
And on bass, it's David Price, deputy editor of Macworld.
Hello.
We'll be talking about, Amazon Prime Day, which I'm sure you've all been interested in, and monkey selfies, which is obviously the top news of this week. We'll go in that order. I'll play keys and I'll bring the drum machine. Amazon Prime Day. Apparently, it's the next big thing. It's the best thing since Christmas. It's the only day you'll ever need. It's going to be on all the websites. Dom, what's Amazon Prime Day? And why did it happen this week?
It's basically Amazon's completely made-up holiday.
All holidays are technically made up.
Yeah. But they, you know, there's that whole thing about how holidays are just, you know, consumerist things driven to make us buy gift cards and presents. And Prime Day is that taken to its natural conclusion, which is just a day literally 100% built around shopping, nothing else. It's just about buy things from Amazon.
Don't they already have Black Friday for that?
Yeah, it's kind of similar, except Black Friday happens at the end of the year and this happens in the middle of the year.
Nice.
And Black Friday doesn't discriminate between retailers either.
Yeah, except now every other retailer has done Prime Day sales that they can't call Prime Day sales, obviously. But most big retailers had sales on the same day. They would just call it like the summer sale or the mid-year sale or something like that. But it would be...
I won't shame the brand, but I got an email from one company that was calling it the semi-annual sale.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, catchy.
That's good.
It's basically just Amazon coming up with a way to drive more sales in the middle of the year, but also particularly to push their Prime subscription service. So the big thing about Amazon's own Prime Day offers is that you can only actually access them if you're a Prime subscriber.
Cool. So yeah, Prime being the £79 a year subscription that gets you music, video, and one day delivery.
Yeah, exactly. And all sorts of other little things. They keep bundling more stuff in that you can get for it. The fact that you have to be a Prime subscriber to access all the offers gives away what Prime Day is really about, which is it's not actually about the offers from Amazon's perspective. It's about Prime and it's about Amazon's ecosystem.
Well, they're hiding in plain view by calling it Prime Day, aren't they?
Yeah. And what's more important for them in a way than the Prime Day offers is the fact that, you know, a week before they do a brief price drop on the Prime subscription. They're trying to get everyone to buy Prime ahead of Prime Day to access those offers. But what they really want is you in the Prime system.
Do either of you have an Amazon Prime subscription?
No, I use my sister's.
Excellent, David.
I use my wife's.
I use Ashley's. So, why is it just... So basically what we said here, three men don't have it and all leech off a woman's.
Yeah.
Why do women like Amazon Prime so much? But I was thinking about subscribing when it was cheap, £59.
Yeah.
I still didn't. But why is that? Why do I pay, what is it, £7 a month or whatever it is for Netflix, but I won't pay £80 up front for Amazon Prime? Because you can subscribe monthly to Amazon Prime.
But to Prime Video, I think, but not the
overall.
Oh,
I thought you could do the whole Prime.
But I might be wrong.
But
Video doesn't have as good television, I would say.
No.
And that would be really the only thing I'd be interested in.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
In terms of the delivery, which I think at the start was the sort of flagship offer.
Yes. Yeah.
I always found that bizarre that people were paying money to get, slightly
something quicker,
I suppose, but something that would then require you to spend more money throughout the year and become more of a committed.
That's the thing. I say I use Ashley's, but our colleagues, but only for that delivery thing. And it's when I've forgotten to buy something or I need something the next day.
Yeah.
I would never, yeah, buy it just so I had that in the back of my mind. Oh, yeah, I can definitely get something the next day. It's not worth 80 quid, is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you desperately need sort of one thing, because your brother's birthday, for example, then
is this for it? Is this a personal anecdote?
There's one other thing. You've got to be like someone who's going to A, order a lot from Amazon over the year, and B, probably often need it to come very quickly.
Yeah, be consistently.
Consistently in a rush.
Yeah, that's not correct.
But I mean, they've also got things like they're pushing up the Prime Now system, which is super rapid delivery. So one of like the things they were touting post Prime Day was the quickest Prime Now orders.
It arrived before you order it.
Just about. So some people in the States who ordered specifically, it was snacks, rewritable DVDs.
Cool.
I don't know who's buying rewritable DVDs in 2017. And a solid state hard drive. They were all delivered in less than 12 minutes.
That is amazing.
Which is insane.
Why would you need an SSD? So it was an SSD in 12 minutes.
But what, snacks, what I mean, I can see the appeal of snacks. Yeah. Just go on Amazon order. It doesn't say what snacks, but mystery snacks delivered
mystery
in less than
12
minutes.
Did it say how far they had to drive to deliver that? Was it in the same building? Because I'm not impressed.
It must have been really close. I think it was two orders. One was in California and one was in Washington State. So,
that's quite far to drive.
Well, yeah, from each other far, but probably from big Amazon hubs.
From Amazon hubs, but still. I think we've even mentioned it before in terms of Prime. Our colleague decided one day he really wanted a PlayStation and he couldn't wait till the next day.
And he I remember that.
And it did come. The other guy arrived on a motorbike. It took less than 2 hours. It was pretty good. So this day is invented. People shop.
Yeah.
How, as a media company, have we coped with that, and how do other media companies cope with covering such an event where, rather than Black Friday, you've got... You know, you would collate all the deals for your readers if it would be tech or if it would be fashion, whatever it was. It's harder for us to make a big deal out of this, and it kind of rides the line of, editorial integrity, because we are just having to shout about Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, at the point where you're just discussing a lot of specific retailers' amazing deals for 30 hours nonstop, it feels a lot like, you know, that there's a line somewhere.
They get a lot of free press.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that's part of what it's all about. This is a publicity stunt for Amazon. It's not really about driving more sales. There was some sort of... Someone estimated they made what sounds amazing, which is $1 billion of revenue in one day from Prime Day, which sounds fantastic until you look and realize that the average Amazon day is slightly under $500 million in revenue.
Yeah.
So it's double.
I thought you were going to say something like 900 million.
Yeah, it's not nothing.
That is a big increase.
But that's not like in the scale of their year, from a pure like revenue perspective, Prime Day isn't a big thing.
Well,
it's not like a, you know, equivalent to a whole week or 2 weeks. It's one extra day's worth of revenue, essentially.
I think you guys were saying that, obviously, as a media company, we make money through these things.
Yeah.
And the change in our bottom line was so much smaller than for Black Friday. It just doesn't seem to be anywhere near as much of a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because, I mean, Black Friday, remember at the start, we thought this was this American invention.
Yeah.
We didn't really care about it. And now it is legitimately huge.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Is Prime Day really going to be like that in 5 years?
No,
time?
We had an email from a PR who'd sourced a ridiculous quote from, I won't say who the publisher was.
It was another publisher in the UK.
And a guy in quite high stead there said that, maybe he didn't even write this quote, but whatever, it's still what he
was attributed to him.
Attributed to him, saying that one day we'll all be saying Happy Prime Day rather than Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a tongue-in-cheek comment, you know. But I mean,
if
you look
angry
back,
when people say Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
I hate Halloween. But I mean, didn't Hallmark invent Valentine's Day, basically? The modern concept of Valentine's Day. I'm sure that was a creation by a company. And also in China, you've got I can't remember what month it's in, but you have Annual Singles Day, which is just
that's
quite similar.
That.
Yeah,
you just buy something really expensive for yourself.
Yeah, you should
definitely.
Absolutely.
It's like when I used to ask my mum and dad when's Children's Day. Like, you get Mother's Day and Father's Day, and obviously a metaphorical clip around the ear, sometimes a physical one. Shut up, boy.
You've got like Grandparents' Day as well, haven't you? And Secretary's Day. All
really?
These ones that they make up.
Yeah. Well, this one's made up too. Did you buy anything on Amazon Prime Day through your various female accounts?
Nope. Nothing.
No, I didn't.
No.
I sort of had a bit of a look. They didn't seem to be that much.
No. I looked at some sort of really boring practical things like a micro SD card. but I just couldn't commit.
Treat yourself.
The lives we live.
But I mean, it is weird looking at the top sellers, because Amazon released sort of some of the top selling products from different countries.
And what's on there?
There are some odd ones. Like, so the biggest two in the US were a pressure cooker,
yeah,
and a home DNA test. It was like, and that's outside of Amazon's own products, which
that's
are really
a sing- that's a single
sellers.
Basket buy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The UK, it was a smart plug. And then the PlayStation 4, which actually is a bit more reasonable.
Okay, you can kind of relate to that. What's a smart plug?
So you, like, it's like a mains plug thing. And it means, I think it basically means you can use apps like remotely switch on and off mains power to things.
Oh.
You stick it onto a smart home.
Yeah. Home it's just part of that general smart home infrastructure.
A few other tech journalists who don't work here were basically just, obviously a bit pessimistic about the whole thing, as we are, I'm sure, to some extent. But they were sort of saying that, a lot of the deals are just rubbish. They don't last very long. There's about 2% off, and no one needs like a £498 camera instead of a £500 camera. But they were saying that the only good deal really was you get basically half price Amazon Echo. Amazon things, you drive everyone to Amazon, and then you go, oh, those deals are rubbish, but that's half price, so I'll buy that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So yeah, the best deals on the site were on Amazon's own products, because that's really what they were there to drive. They were there to drive people to subscribe to Prime to access all the deals.
Yeah.
And they've said in one day that it's the biggest day they've ever had for new Prime subscriptions.
Yeah.
The other thing is, yeah, pushing their Echo and Alexa-enabled devices. So they said the biggest selling product across all of Amazon, any category, was the Echo Dot, which was slightly better, not quite half price, but a decent reduction.
I think it's becoming slightly more clear that this is just a data collection exercise for Amazon, aside from the money. They don't need any more money.
No.
Jeff Bezos is about to become the richest man in the world, sorry. And
that's only because the other one did give their money away, though.
Yeah.
He's getting there. Well, actually, is he? I don't know. If you look at some of the companies he owns, it's absolutely insane. Anyway, that's a different conversation. But like Don was saying, people subscribing to Prime, Amazon is going to get so many streams of different people's data, what music they listen to, what TV programs they watch, how much they order, what devices they use. And also the best deal on their website was their own microphone that they put in people's homes.
Yeah, which exactly.
I'm still a little bit dubious about.
I never thought of it like that.
Because Google Home is immediately fairly good, and it's kind of at the level that Alexa is at, just because Google has such a mine of data. And Amazon only really knows, you know, what books people buy and, you know, where they live.
Yeah.
But that's to simplify it slightly, dramatically. But I think Prime Day, the amount of data they're now sitting on is only going to improve their AI.
Exactly.
Offerings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think that the fact that the media now thinks in terms of affiliate revenue rather than
good deals.
Advertising, do you think contributes to this sort of thing being more... viable as a sort of hype process?
Yeah, I mean, there's more media coverage of this sort of thing now than there would have been 5 years ago.
Because the media don't
get as much out of it if they're just sort of saying there's a sale on, go look at it.
And because now you genuinely can just create out of whole cloth a new thing that is a sale.
Yeah.
And the media will sort of, it fits in with their business model now to cover it, which they wouldn't.
Oh yeah, you're totally right. Yeah. Like, you're talking about sort of 10 years ago, you'd see John Lewis ad in the Daily Telegraph whole page, sale on tomorrow, and you'd be like, oh, I better get down there. Yeah. But nothing for the paper apart from the money from the ad.
Yeah.
But now, you can create hype around something because the media...
The media are incentivized to make it a big thing.
Yeah.
You know?
There's pressure to perform.
We all want Prime Day to be massive because we do well if Prime Day does well.
And then it becomes circular.
Yeah. But then that's the issue I had, is some of the deals weren't actually very good. I didn't want to recommend most of them.
Oh, exactly.
Because
£5
or something you never would have written about on our site. It's not great.
No, exactly.
It's not a deal. we got Black Friday to look forward to in November. That's just after your favourite holiday, Halloween, David. Happy Halloween.
I do quite like Halloween. I don't like the idea of it.
Should it be scary Halloween?
It should be scary Halloween. Exactly. Although, as a parent, though, actually less. Because you take the kids out and you dress them up as, you know, like a racing driver or something. But that's still quite fun, so...
How long do you think it'll be until a company like Amazon tries their luck and puts a day like this on a public holiday? Because at the moment, they're all not on those kind of holidays. Where do we draw the line? Where will a brand overstep the mark with a created commercial holiday?
I don't know. It could just be the sheer density of them.
Yeah. Mm. I don't really know what other retailer could do it in this
could
country.
Put off something like this, yeah.
Because Alibaba gets in on
Singles
Day in China. They're massive. But obviously we hear nothing about them.
Yeah. But I mean, again, it would have to be another retailer with enough incentive beyond the sales to do it, because the work that goes into Prime Day, again, like I said, the from a pure just sales perspective, it's not. That's not really what's driving it. I don't know what other retailer is in that same Amazon position of actually caring about collecting the data as much as getting you to buy products.
Hmm. Interesting. Anything to add on that, guys?
I wish Apple would have an Apple Day.
That's the only one that I was thinking that is in that same boat of selling products in a big way, but also selling services. Apple is the other one.
It's an interesting one with Apple because they did actually genuinely used to do Black Friday sales. 2014, I think, was the last time they actually straight up offered discount on Apple products.
Yeah.
Now they do deals. I'm doing the bunny ear thing. But they're sort of, if you buy a £2,000 Mac, you'll get a £100 Apple Store voucher or something like that. Yeah. So it's kind of the rich, rich paying the rich.
Yeah.
But you never really get deals on them. But then resellers do Apple deals. I think Apple just doesn't even need to. It's at that point.
But the issue you have is that if you have sales and become known for having sales, and particularly if you have regularly scheduled sales, people will spend less deliberately at other times and wait for them.
Yeah.
And Apple's model has always been, we want to have consistent revenue throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I think that would actually make more sense for Amazon, except, as you said, for this data collection thing and pushing the Prime subscription. That's the real push here. Because just having an extra, or as you said, an extra $500 million on one day, and then probably presumably $500 million less throughout the rest of the year, it's not going to make a lot of sense. But getting the Prime subscription.
And the other thing about the Prime subscription is that it means not only will people use their services more often, but they'll also hopefully use their actual devices more often. Because aside from the Kindles and the Echo line, which is expanding in America now with the Show, which has a screen, and the Look, which has a creepy camera.
The Show and the Look.
They probably will make it to these shores, but at the moment they're just in America. But also their tablet range, because they famously did not get the phone right. Does anyone remember the Amazon Fire phones? Where you could, it was a bit like the 3DS, in that you could view sort of holographic sort of 3D within the screen without glasses, but terrible OS, no sales, rubbish marketing, bad phone. But Amazon does probably still want a devices division. And I've reviewed a couple of their tablets before, and they're brilliant if you have Prime. I got the free trial of Prime, and the tablet was great. You know, watch it. You can download stuff offline, watch it, blah, 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 as you would do with any other service, but it's all Amazon. Can't get Google Apps on it. And then as soon as that subscription ran out, and I didn't want to pay the money, as I've already said, I just never use it anymore because it's kind of a blocked device. Mm-hmm. So if they're ever going to make a thing of their tablet line, which are very good products, you definitely need Prime to use them. So, Dominic, Preston, Prime or Crime?
Crime.
Crime. Big old Crime. What about you, David?
I think Crime as well.
Crime. It's probably Crime, isn't it? Let us know what you bought, reader, listener. Thank you. We're coming right back to talk about monkeys with cameras.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
David Price, thanks for joining. In 2015, a monkey took a picture of himself, and the world has never been the same again.
I've got to stop you right there, Henry.
Have I got the facts wrong already?
Fake news.
Well, I have no authority on this subject anymore.
Shall I just take over at this point?
Please do.
Yeah, the monkey... There were several monkeys, actually. So this guy called David Slater set up a camera in Indonesia somewhere, a sort of national park, I think. And he set it up so that there was a little remote trigger next to the camera in such a sort of place that it would be tempting for a monkey to go up and stand and fiddle with it, and its face would be in the right place for the camera. So a bunch of monkeys took selfies, sort of by mistake. I mean, they obviously didn't know what they were doing in that sense. And obviously most of these photos then were unusable, but a few were really good. And a couple sort of went viral. And this guy sold a couple of these photos to, we put some in a book, and he sold some to an agency.
Okay.
And for a while he was doing all right, and he was making quite a lot of money. And then they...
So is it 2015 in which this became a problem for him?
Yeah, well, 2014, okay. and then he got sued in 2015.
Uh-huh.
It's been a really long-running thing. But they put it on Wikimedia because they essentially decided he doesn't own the copyright because he didn't take the photos. The monkeys took the photos.
So the monkey deserves the money. Well, in his monkey bank account.
we're jumping way ahead now. Yeah, obviously. Sorry. I don't think the monkey.
Sorry, please continue with your line of questioning.
Yeah. But they put it on Wikimedia. The agency that he sold the photos to contacted Wikipedia and said, please take them down because you don't own the copyright. And they said, you can go whistle because neither does your client because he didn't take the photo. And he then started to dispute it. And then PETA, who I don't love, who are involved in animal rights stuff, campaigning, they took upon themselves to then sue him on behalf...
They've got nothing better to do.
No, they really don't.
Yeah.
On behalf of the monkey.
Which is where my client, the monkey.
Yeah, which is where it gets really weird. So they found this monkey. I suppose it's sort of...
Really? I mean, all monkeys are the same. How do they know it's a real monkey?
How do they know it's a terrible, real monkey?
Is that racist of me?
That's monkey racist. Okay. they got a monkey called Naruto, who was one of the, he was a monkey that lived in Indonesia, and they sort of said, oh, this is the one that took that photo.
Did his mother name him?
Well, he has like a sort of keeper.
Okay.
This is where it gets a little bit
murky.
So he has like a sort of, there's a doctor, Dr. Engelhardt, has a sort of relationship with this monkey. Not that kind of relationship. she sort of looks after him. And so PETA decided that if this doctor could be persuaded to represent him in court, then that is allowed.
So the monkey's lawyer is his owner?
He's not really. He is a wild animal, but because he's in a sort of park, then there,
in
are,
which
there is
country?
A doctor in Indonesia.
Indonesia, right.
And there is a law under American law, you can be represented, particularly if you're disabled or otherwise unable to testify on your own behalf. If
like
you're
a monkey.
Child as well. Not by monkey, but by...
No, like if you are a monkey, I mean.
Or if, well, yeah, I don't think it really covers
you
that.
You can testify if you're a monkey.
They were hoping it would. So she represents him as his next friend. Is that the phrase they use?
Next friend.
Next friend, that's
next
the term,
friend.
Apparently.
Right, as in next legal. Of kin, but you
it's
can't
like
be.
That, yeah. I think they had something similar to that in the Fred West thing. Wasn't there a drama? He had a responsible adult that had to...
This is the biggest tangent.
So she was allowed to... She was, in theory, able to do that because
right.
she was a part of his life.
Okay.
Which is really pushing it again. Because
mm-hmm.
I can't sue you on behalf of just somebody in the street or anything like that. I need to know that person. Otherwise, why am I representing them?
Okay.
But then the Dr. Engelhardt has now pulled out because she's realised that it's a massive, ridiculous publicity stunt and the monkey's not going to benefit in any way. So it's all falling apart and it's turning into a ridiculous circus.
And then, so the story that was floating around this week, right, is that the bloke who, let's be honest, should own the copyright because he set it all up is now fallen upon hard times.
He has. He's not a photographer anymore. He's looking for other jobs. And he said he's...
Is he a monkey murderer now? A professional monkey hitman?
Well, he wants to be a dog walker. And I suppose if you get big enough dogs and take them to Indonesia, they could do the murdering for you. And then you could say, well, I don't...
If he was the next friend of the dogs and he got the dogs to take a selfie, would that solve his problem?
I'm not sure, but I suspect possibly not.
Oh.
But it is ridiculous.
It.
The interesting thing about it that isn't stupid is that there is a question, can non-human beings hold a copyright.
No.
And that... Well, it's not quite as clear-cut as that.
It should be.
Because if AI, for example, creates an artwork, then there's the question of where does the copyright reside? Is it possible
whoever filed the patent and owns the AI system, surely? Yeah. Or do you mean that if you were then sold something, like a white label AI thing, and you hadn't designed
it? It's the question of where does authorship reside?
Yeah.
And in this case, of course, as we've said, he set up... This is the question as well. He says he set up the shot, did the lighting...
Yeah.
And the monkey just pressed the button.
How much other work did he do around it? Yeah.
Which suggests that he's involved in the authorship on some level, but...
At that point, the monkey's sort of almost the equivalent of just setting up a timer shot, you know.
Exactly, it's like a camera trap. You know, if you stood on a thing that just set off the shutter, that's not the same as taking a photo.
No.
But it's ridiculous.
this annoyed me so much. I know I'm not informed on copyright law in this instance, but like I read the article that you shared around, and like PETA can fuck right off. Why do they get involved?
Well, I mean,
you can't give a monkey
it's
a check.
Keta,
like, this is the least of the things.
Going after Games Workshop because they put fake fur on their little plastic, like
fake
figurines.
Fur.
Yeah, they went after because they had little plastic figurines or that were meant to look like they had fur on them.
Yeah, because they're genocidal warlords that kill millions of people, but they also have fur, which is
that's the real crime.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I hate them even more now.
PETA are terrible people, it's just. I mean, the weird thing is that PETA have lost the case, every possible case, at every stage.
Yeah.
Like, at every point, the judge has said, no, the monkey can't own copyright. Also, you're not able to represent the monkey. Also, the monkey cannot claim injury because it can't own money.
Yeah.
It has no reputation as a photographer that could be harmed. It just lives
so
in
the
jungle.
Does the monkey go to court?
No. Our colleague Rob is obsessed with this idea of whether they can video link up.
Like, put the monkey in a little suit because you're going to dress up for court.
You have to dress up.
Oh, PETA would have a problem with that. Yeah. They wouldn't like that.
They think it
maybe that's the way to get PETA to drop it. Say they've got to put the monkey in a suit and see which way PETA goes on that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Back them into a corner.
You just say to PETA, you can have it all your own way, but I'm going to punch a lion. are you okay with it?
This is just stupid. So the monkey's probably like having a great... I was going to say, if he had to actually, you know, go through legal proceedings, you probably he's having a rubbish life because he just got to go from courtroom to courtroom. But Naruto, he's probably off having a whirl of a time, completely unaware, and there's just like a group of idiots having a massively expensive lawsuit over it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
he's supposed to send a letter to all the other macaques as well. Because it's like, what do you call a case when there's loads of people?
Clusterfuck.
No, what's the one?
There is a term, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Well, this is how legally qualified we are.
Yeah.
You're right, it's stupid. And it's probably not even the right monkey as well. Is that the photographer?
I told you they all look the same.
The photographer claims that the photograph is of a female macaque, and Naruto is a dude.
Bloke.
Okay. So
he's like the Caitlyn Jenner of monkeys, maybe.
Maybe.
This could get big.
Front cover of
National Geographic.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot now. Are there any other examples of this in art?
I mean, there's a whole subset of animal-made art, a whole sort of subgenre of, you know, beluga whales painting things, elephants, and
are they more chill? They don't mind the royalties go to humans.
They are. There was this.
They're probably all dead, aren't they?
I mean, a lot of them are. There was this musician called Jarro Elvis, and I haven't heard about him for so long. But he was basically taken around, and he clearly had some degree of social conditioning that was off with him. Possibly some mental health problems, but he was taken around because it's very funny because he did Elvis impersonations,
right?
In a slightly unusual way, and he clearly enjoyed it.
But it wasn't okay.
At the same time, at the same time, he made a lot of money, and his friend would obviously then say, "Oh, no, Jarro Elvis is having a great time. He loves it. And if you could just make that out to me, I'll have all the money."
Well, that's obviously wrong.
Yeah, I mean, in any of these cases, the beluga whales and the elephants, they're not actually going to get the money. But then they don't need the money. Yeah. So
I'm not sure whether or not the animal gets the money is really like the pressing part of the...
I suppose it's whether they're looked after.
Yeah.
And if you're the golden goose that paints the pictures, then you're not going to get killed.
So, there's so many questions. Would it fix it if the law was just only humans can own copyright?
That I think that has now become the law, because at the start of the case, obviously there's also, it differs between different countries, but in US copyright law, before it started, I believe it didn't say that non-human entities couldn't have copyright, but it also didn't say that they could, which is one of those...
What we could set up then, because in US copyright, originally, you know, when hip-hop came around, sampling, you could sample whatever you wanted, and there was no law, so I could sample, you know, the Beatles or whatever, and if my record sold, I'd get all the royalties, but now that's not a thing. So, if I got Naruto to take a picture of himself, and then I made loads of money out of it, can I just give him some royalties?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah?
And you could give him royalties in, like, bananas.
Yeah, I'll just buy, like, you know, 6 bananas a week.
It's Jarrow Elvis all over again. He loves the bananas. I'll have all the money.
Yeah, but in this instance, he probably does love the bananas.
And Jarrow Elvis genuinely enjoyed performing. It wasn't. They weren't being cruel to him. He was having a whale of a time, but at the same time, it wasn't right.
I wonder how many listeners have got this far to the podcast. Nothing against the topic. It's very interesting. I remember when it first was in the news with that famous picture of cute old Naruto. Very well composed.
Or not.
Yeah. Could have been someone else. Sorry. Someone? How do you talk about monkeys?
Something. Monkey.
some monkey else. it has kind of come to, at least in the Guardian articles that we're referencing, stand for the entire of copyright law and what it should be and how it should be defined. So it is a bit of a tricky one.
Copyright law is an absolute dog's dinner. Here it is.
I suppose we're talking about it on here because it's who owns something that was taken with a piece of technology and whether or not, that barrier.
Well, I mean, law always lags behind developments in technology use.
And as you say, with the questions around AI down the line, if they just define it as non-human entity, that sort of immediately settles the question around AI art before it really becomes a point of contention.
But then should we say...
I'm not sure if that's right.
So you're going to get trans-speciesism. At what point, ethically, do we cease to regard a thing as having personhood? And there's a very strong argument that chimpanzees, for example, should be regarded as people.
Yeah.
From an ethical point of view.
Maybe we should just give them some cameras and see what happens.
They'll probably just take pictures of their balls. And thereby we will know that they are people.
It's very droll. What would happen if I took your phone and tweeted just like the funniest tweet that had ever been done, but from your account, and it was really famous, and you know it got put on t-shirts and everything, and people thought it was the funniest joke ever, and you made loads of money out of it. But I wrote the tweet. Not that I have that, you know, material in my locker.
Wouldn't Twitter own that?
What would happen? Is that, does Twitter own all tweets?
I don't know.
You know when something goes viral?
I've only prepared for monkey selfies.
Because obviously memes is a massive thing that I think one day is going to get really, people are going to be like, why can't I get paid for my hilarious meme?
Yeah.
And then that will be ruined for everyone.
Like the Pepe the Frog thing.
Yeah.
That guy actually tried to kill it off.
Yeah.
But it's completely out of his control now.
Because that's the thing, I don't really know about that. And that's just the Confederate monkey. Frog. To me now.
To inform you that the macaque is racist.
Rubbish. Well, I will be intrigued as to what happens in this court case.
Well, it's just going to get thrown out again, but I don't really understand how...
I think it's stupid and Petter's wrong, but it would be really funny if they gave the monkey loads of money. Would it be like a King Louis figure?
Yeah.
Like, that would be like not the ethically brilliant way for this all to end because of the bloke who's not doing too well for himself now.
It would be nice
now.
If the monkey then went round his house and bought him a load of new stuff and got him back into photography. And they could have a partnership, like a double act.
So the monkey just becomes really patronising, sends him little checks every week.
Yeah, patron of the arts. It's a very traditional model for funding the arts, right? Yeah. Just with a monkey instead of a rich white man.
We'll get back to you on that, listener. Thanks. We've only got two topics this week, so it's been quite light on tech news. Other stuff has happened. Our B2B comrades don't appear to be ever in the office, so we'll try and track them down next week. We were going to talk about some stuff last week. But
net neutrality, which is net neutrality.
You're probably quite interested about that, aren't you guys?
Yeah.
But We will work on it. We'll be better for you. Thank you. To finish this one off, David, King Kong or Monkey Business?
Well, King Kong is an ape.
Yeah, but
a monkey.
Much of a muchness. I'm such a monkey racist, aren't I?
Yeah, that's definitely monkey racism.
I can think it's very difficult to come up with something about monkeys. But okay, bananas
monkey.
Or, you know, idiot monkey.
They sound like the same. I'm going to say bananas.
Bananas.
It's a funny
Dom.
One.
I don't like bananas.
Oh,
so
you
I'll
hate
go the
bananas,
other way.
Don't you?
Everybody likes bananas.
I hate them.
There are
two people in this office who have never eaten a banana. You know that.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening to this strange occurrence, listener. We're in a new room this week and for the foreseeable, so I think the aura has changed. We've gone a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any air coming in.
Maybe it's carbon.
We should cut the podcast there. So yeah, thanks for listening. We will try and keep up a weekly rota. I got actual texts from real people asking where the podcast was, so that was nice.
Really?
Yeah, not even lying. So thanks very much, everyone. Spread the word that we are back, and we'll see you again next week. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.